Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, listen to the words to this song, okay? Pay attention. It's the topic of conversation.
Took a punch, somebody on the sidewalk. Carjacking old lady at a red light. Pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool, act a fool if you like. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face. Scope on the flag and light it up. Tough. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. My granddad gave me. They say one day they're gonna round up. Well, that shit might fly in the city. Good luck. Try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Round here we take care of our own. You cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking modern country. It's a little bit of country mixed with some rock and roll when it comes to Jason Aldean. Welcome to Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman. This is your hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use talk show every day, 6 days a week. On the Sabbath, we rest. It is the broadcast for July the 19th in the year of our Lord, 2023. This is hour one of two, and the goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country, to do so on your radio. Jason Aldean getting attacked relentlessly. They say it's the new lynching song. I kid you not, country artist Jason Aldean now is defending himself. Yeah, he vehemently denies, they say, allegations that his, quote, hit song, Try That in a Small Town, and its music video contains, quote, racist pro-lynching messaging. I don't hear a single word about lynching at all. And what's fascinating to me about this whole thing, Jason Aldean, as you know, standing up for conservative values, his wife doing so as well. They've been attacked relentlessly because they won't go for the culture destruction of a God, family, country culture. It is an epic culture war. It is absolutely at fever pitch right now. It's hotter than Phoenix, just to say what's going on. Now, listen, folks, he just said, try this in a small town. We've all got guns in the small town. We will not let you, you know, carjack. We will not let you take over our house, rape our women. We will not let those things happen. I recommend you don't do that. It isn't like the city. You won't just be able to run around. You know, look, our cops, our sheriffs, all people will hold you to the full extent of the law. The American people in these small towns are patriotic. They'll defend one another. Neighbors will protect one another. All these different things. Don't do it. I recommend you don't. He didn't say a word about lynching. He didn't say a word about race. He didn't say anything about black people or anything else. But the criminals in the black community, the criminals in these big cities, literally know so much about what they do that by their own admission that this is lynching and or, you know, against Black Lives Matter or whatever else, anything else they claim, that it contains racist messaging or contains racist messaging. They're speaking up about this when all he said was, look, don't try to go crazy in a small town. We won't tolerate it. I recommend you don't. I beg you not to do this stuff. Please don't. Now it's supposedly racist and lynching. It just shows you they know who's committing the violence. They know who's committing most of the carjackings. They know full well that they're the ones that are raging against the machine and violating the laws. And when Jason Aldean says, don't do that in a small town, it won't work well. Don't come to our towns and do this. I recommend you don't. Now he's under attack. Well, ladies and gentlemen, every one of us should be recommending that you don't do those things anywhere. But now, Jason Aldean, known for his lynching racist anthem, don't try that in a small town. Welcome to the broadcast. James Edwards with me, my dear friend and host of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org, every Saturday night, live or on demand, anytime, anywhere, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Welcome, and welcome to the racist lynching song, my friend.
Well, it's definitely a story we'll be covering this Saturday, I can promise you that. But before we dive into it, head first, Sam, want to say hello to you again and how great it is to be back on your program. And, of course, after the nearly 11 days we spent together, it's glad you made it home safe and we're starting to get rested up. It just ended last Sunday, so just a couple of days.
Yeah, I went to small town after small town after small town, and then I went to Memphis, and, boy, the striking difference is shocking, sir.
Well, and that's what this song is about. And of course, you know, I wrote a book now 13 years ago about how liberals use the R word. And it's really, it was prophetic in so many ways, because now we look at everything now. Everything is racist. Everything is racist that the regime doesn't like. And I actually, just before joining you this morning on Fox and Friends or Fox Morning, whatever the Fox Morning show is, they had Jason Aldean on, or rather at least some comments that he had made, and they were reading them, and they were covering this story. Now, the state legislator from Memphis, a member of the State House of Representatives in Tennessee, the one that looks like Little Richard, he was the one called the Memphis Three or the Tennessee Three, who, now when he went in, along with two of his other colleagues, and they went in, they disrupted the General Assembly of the State of Tennessee from conducting its business. They were held as civil rights heroes. You understand, when the January 6th people went in to Washington, they were called insurrectionists and terrorists. They did the exact same thing. And one's a hero and one's a terrorist. Some people are going to jail. Other people are becoming celebrities. Well, anyway, this Little Richard-looking guy who was part of the Tennessee insurrection, if one's an insurrection, I guess they both are, or they both aren't. But in any event, he disrupted the business of the state. He was on TV this morning saying exactly that this was a lynching song. He's trying to bring back the Klan, so on and so forth. And there is undeniably a racial element here. I mean, it is true that in the big cities, BLM was welcome.
Hold on. It's only undeniable a racial element because of reality, not because of any assertions by Jason, you, or I at this point, though.
Well, and to Jason's point, and Jason did comment on this, Jason, I'm calling him a first name like I know him, but Jason Aldean, the country superstar, did comment on this, and he said he wrote the song because he wasn't impressed, I think his exact quote was, and you can look this up, but I'm getting close enough to where I can say this, he said that the Black Lives Matter riots across the country didn't impress him, so he wrote this song. And yes, I mean, obviously you can tell, and I'm sure that Jason Aldean is friends with any number of blacks and
his
colleagues
that he's against, period. It's the destruction of the moral culture. Now, their self-identification of who's doing it shows their true colors.
Well, that,
but
Sam,
Jason,
you stole
said nothing about race.
Exactly. And you stole, you kind of got ahead of me there and stole the point I was about to make. It is interesting and it is telling that this black state representative from Tennessee is instantly jumping to the Klan and to lynching and to so on and so forth, because Jason Aldean quite rightly points out that stuff that flies in the big cities, you know, these in Seattle, Washington, where Black Lives Matter and Antifa are able to take over city blocks and occupy them for weeks in the summer of St. George, in places like minority cities, a lot of looting, a lot of vandalism, a lot of arson is allowed to take place without any sort of repercussion or arrest or punishment. And he's right. I mean, Aldean is right that That stuff didn't happen in the small towns. I mean, you certainly wouldn't have seen anything like that happen in a place like, you know, small town South Carolina or small town rural Tennessee. What flies in the big cities doesn't fly in small towns, and they do respect law and order. They do believe in God. They do.
And if they don't, though, there will be a framework of American citizens teaming up with local law enforcement to make sure that, you know what, it stops, and it stops now.
So there was nothing wrong with this song. He was spot on in it. And as far as modern country goes, I mean, modern country has fallen a long way from what even 90s country was. 90s country, you know, sort of a, you know, feel-good brotherhood type of music, had a southern twang. Now it's just sort of like pop. Some of it's just flat-out garbage. But this is a good new country song. And it was interesting to go back to what we were touching on earlier, that the black member of the Tennessee State House instantly correlated race with this, and he is right, because he is in a way implicitly acknowledging, hey, this guy's singing about, you know, he doesn't like the sort of stuff that was going on in the big cities. Well, who was causing that? And I think the black state representative knows it was a heavy contingent of blacks that were doing that. But Jason Aldean didn't touch on it at all. He just said, we don't like this kind of behavior that goes on in the big cities. Try it in the small town, you won't see it happening.
Yeah, don't spit in cops' faces. Don't gang thing. Don't run around and, you know, hijack cars. Don't do all these things. And he's getting criticized for saying don't do all these things. And now they, the guilty, taketh the truth to be hard. We'll come back on that side of the coin for discussion in seconds. The guilty taketh the truth to be hard. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Live with James and Sam on your radio.
Introducing PrepStartsNow.com, your ultimate guide to readiness and peace of mind. We offer practical preparedness tools, training, and education to take your family's household readiness to the next level. Browse the prep shop for essential products, check out our planning guides, and stay informed with our prep blog. Visit PrepStartsNow.com and subscribe to our emails for exclusive offers, new products, and future events. Remember, preparedness begins with PrepStartsNow.com.
Former Sheriff Richard Mack recounts in his book, The Proper Role of Law Enforcement, how he came to realize while working as a beat cop how wrong the all-too-common orientation of police officers is when they think of their job as being to write tickets and arrest people. Richard Mack tells of his personal transformation from by-the-number cop to constitution-conscious defender of citizen safety and freedoms. Learn what it really means to serve and protect. Purchase your copy at CSPOA.org. That's CSPOA.org.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast, and that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
My name is Christian Knuckles. Donald Trump is God's man. Evidence? He is being persecuted for righteousness' sake. Matthew 5:10. DeSantis is God's man fighting the beast at Disney. Walt Disney was God's man. Look how the beast swarmed to buy Disney upon Walt's death. They turned Walt Disney Incorporated into the Whore of Babylon. They turned the New Jerusalem, that's America, into Mystery Babylon, Revelations 12. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries brought to you by ConfederateChurchOfChrist.com. We're talking about Jason Aldean. Try this in a small town, or try that in a small town. And we're highlighting, they're claiming it's racist lynching messaging. Jason says, you guys are off your rock crazy. We all want to see America do well. Don't do those things is the message that I get. And the message that I get is thank heavens for rural America. Thank heavens for small towns where there is still law and order. And in the culture war, let's lead by saying, look, here's what we want. Here's what we don't want. We want peace. We want to work together. We want to have each other's backs. We want to have civil discourse and appropriate, you know, and even if we disagree, we can do so agreeably. That's what we want in a small town. And you try that stuff, and I'm telling you right now, we will prosecute to the fullest extent of the law. We will defend our castles. We will. And you know what? Everybody should be aboard for that, James. This group of people are not aboard for this just highlights their self-identification of the problem, literally condemns them. The truth is real. And the guilty taketh the truth to be hard, James.
You have here a country superstar who points out that what flies the lawlessness, the anarchy, the riotous behavior that goes on and is tolerated and allowed, even encouraged from the support groups of the regime in the big cities, doesn't happen in small town America, and thank God for that. But by just pointing that out, here comes the instant cacophony of you're racist, you're white supremacist, you want to lynch black, you know, all of this crazy, unhinged reaction and response that anybody gets now the moment they step half a click to the right of Comrade Stalin. And it'll be interesting to see. I mean, he obviously said nothing wrong. But they know that this has been so effective in stifling any sort of criticism of their behavior. But they don't want people to understand, hey, you know, these are the people that these are supposed to be the so-called progressives, the people that are supposed to be leading. Yeah, they're doing this kind of, they don't want anybody shining a light on what they really are doing and what they really are.
I would love to debate on CNN, James, each line of this song.
You know, we should post the lyrics, yeah. Well, it'll be interesting to see.
James?
I'll pull them up and read them. Let me pull them up right now. What's the name of the song again?
I want to read them, and I want to talk about them line by line. Try that in a small town.
While I'm pulling that up, I would ask and I would wonder, and the lyrics aren't very long. I mean, obviously it takes longer to sing a song than it does to read straight through dry lyrics. But
yeah,
it's very
interesting
to see.
Repeat, and the chorus repeats and everything else. So we'll do this.
I'm about to read it.
I want to discuss it line by line.
All right, I'm gonna read
before
it
before we do so,
or verse and chorus, you know. But yes, it'll be very interesting to see two things. Now that this has reached a national furor, SBLC, not furor, but it'll be interesting to see if Jason Aldean backs down, if he apologizes,
if he has not. Nope, he's telling.
Well, I know he hasn't yet, but that doesn't mean he won't tomorrow. Or because the record company could say, "Hey, listen, Jason, you're out of here. You know, you better get down and do
the history of Jason is to stand up though, and I'm going to hold to his.
I hope he does.
I see different. Amen.
I pray he does, but agreed. You're going to have a lot of pressure from the record company.
He has in the past, and so has his wife, by the way.
Well, good for them. We'll see. And I hope
boldly,
that will stay.
And this
I'm not
is
making
not
a prediction.
First battle with these clowns. So I'm not making a prediction. I'm just praying and hoping and saying, hey, his record is good. Speaking of records. All right,
well, let's just say this.
Say
let's
line
just
of
say
the song, and then we'll highlight each line.
The record company says you're done. I mean, at some point, you're going to have elites and celebrities and entertainers say, you know what? I've made enough money. I'm not going to betray my principles. Here we go. Try that in a small town. First verse.
Hold on. Stop. Try that in a small town. Does anybody have a problem with that? What are we talking about is the only question that should be in everybody's minds. Try what?
Burning down cities, right? You know, spitting on cops.
Hold on.
Well, he gets into
Here's
it
the
all.
Next line. Yeah. Don't put words in his mouth. Try what? Here we go.
All right. Jason Aldean speaking for himself now. Sucker punch somebody on a sidewalk, carjack an old lady at the red light, pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. You think it's cool. Well, act like a fool if you like. That's the first verse.
All right. Now, he's saying don't do all those things, right? Try that in a small town. You can tell. Don't do all those things. If you think that's cool, you know, you can do it if you like, but here's what'll happen, right? Don't do that.
You're going to get resistance in a small town.
Everybody should be aboard with that. Don't do those things. And so I'd like to debate these liberals and get on CNN and everywhere else. And I'd just like to say, look, what can you defend about the behavior in the first line? Jason's saying don't do that. When he says you can do that if you like, he doesn't mean you really can. He's just saying, you know what, you're free to make your choices, but there will be repercussions. Now, isn't that what the law says, James?
So,
Hold on.
What's he saying?
Isn't that what the law says?
Exactly. But what he's saying here, and again, to reiterate, exactly, Sam, the first three lines, don't sucker punch somebody on the sidewalk, don't carjack an old lady at a red light, don't pull a gun on the owner of a liquor store. Now, while the blacks are so upset about this, or some black leaders, not blacks like Jesse Lee Peterson, by the way, who was a guest on my show just last Saturday and has been a good friend of mine since we appeared on CNN together 16 years ago. So not honest people like that, but what a lot of, you know, blacks are saying, hey, you know, we're the kind of the ones who disproportionately do a lot of this behavior, so obviously he's talking about us. Well, he's not saying he's talking about anybody,
but it's interesting when they say, like Jason, don't do those things.
Correct.
Because okay?
Antifa, a lot of white Antifa that do this too. But here's the second, here's the next thing he says. Cuss out a cop, spit in his face, stomp on the flag and light it up. Yeah, you think you're tough. So two more things he tells,
so
he
again,
says, you know, don't try in a
saying,
small
don't
town.
Don't do those things. You think you're tough, you can do those things, but don't do it, is his premise. How do I know? Because the title is song. Try that in a small town. There's consequences. There's repercussions. That, again, is breaking the law. Everything you said so far is, hey, when you do all these things and break the law, you think you're cool, you think you're tough, don't do that. Here's the next line.
Well, try that in a small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. If you cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't try that in a small town. So again, what's he saying? Don't
right.
do.
So it won't take
try
long
it if you dare.
For you to find out. Find out what? See? And what he's saying is that we, the people, will not tolerate that in our town. We will stand together. We have guns. We will fight back. We will defend and protect ourselves, a God-given right, an inalienable right of self-defense. Don't try that here because it won't work. Don't do that. And if you do, I'm telling you right now, we do take care of our own. We will stop you. Now, he didn't say anything about breaking the law at all. In fact, this should be the cop anthem song and the anthem song of everybody who wants criminal behavior anytime, anywhere to stop, James.
That's right. And I was
in any debate anywhere. What can you defend so far about any of the behavior that he's clearly standing against? Any? Is there anything there you can defend, James?
No, absolutely not. And you see the race baiters and the civil rights hustlers.
Good faith
well, that's the thing.
Is there anything in good faith they could defend?
Not in good faith, but you could have seen a mile away where this was going to go. And I was asking the rhetorical question, what happens if the record company says you're done if you don't get out there and grovel? I am surprised now that the record company would have released this in the first place, not because he said anything wrong, but because you know in this whacked out, radical, anti-Christ, anti-law and order, so-called progressive political climate we've got, you could have seen this coming. You could have seen, well, they're going to turn everything into a racist crisis, and it wouldn't have taken long for anybody who monitored the situation in the last 60 years here to say, well, this is the kind of reaction this is going to get. Not deserved, of course, but the reality is this is the reaction.
All right, let's hear the next line.
Got a gun that my granddad gave me. They say one day they're going to round up. Well,
okay, now
that
there he's saying, hey, look, we have a right to keep and bear arms. Don't try to take my gun. This is a, you know what? A cultural Second Amendment stance. That makes them go ballistic. But again, the law says you have a right to keep and bear arms. You have a right to a gun your granddaddy gave you, and we don't want them to take those guns.
And if you don't have the right to bear arms, if you don't have a right to have a gun your granddad gave you, then you are at the total mercy. You're the sheep, and the wolves that are burning down cities can come to the small town and terrorize you, but they don't do it in there because you do have a more conservative, God-fearing, well-armed people. He says, well, that expletive may fly in the city. Good luck. So he's again talking about the left-wing tendencies of urban areas, cities, versus the more constitutionally minded small towns, and that small town Alabama, small town Mississippi, small town Tennessee,
Amen.
Small town Utah, small town South Dakota.
Versus the breakdown of law and order is what we're really talking about.
Exactly.
All right.
Yeah, there's not one word about race. Not one word about race in the whole. And we're halfway
lynching.
Through it.
Yeah, or lynching. Not. Or anything to do with anything that is different than saying we will not let you break the law. Don't break the law. We will not let you. And if you do, there'll be repercussions to where it does not continue. Isn't that the quintessential point? I'll debate any liberal anywhere, but CNN won't have me on there. Too chicken. Hang tight.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Lance Pry. The House Oversight Committee has revealed that a major component of an alleged cover-up stated by IRS Supervisory Agent Gary Shapley was confirmed on Monday by former FBI Supervisory Agent in charge of the criminal investigation into first son Hunter Biden. The deposition was revealed by Committee Chairman James Comer in advance of a hearing that will be taking place this morning, where Shapley and an unnamed IRS agent will reportedly claim that Hunter Biden received preferential treatment during the investigation. Presidential candidate Donald Trump is citing election interference after revealing that he's a target in a special counsel Jack Smith's criminal investigation into January 6. During a Fox News town hall meeting last night in Iowa, thousands of people showed up to listen. Trump claimed the Justice Department has become a weapon for the Democrats.
We're going into an almost a communistic state, and I think maybe we're even there. When you look at what they're doing with, you could call it fascist, you could call it Marxist, you could call it communist, what they're doing, like with the Department of Justice, they've totally weaponized it. It's weaponized like we've never had this before.
U.S. soldier Travis King, who has been detained in North Korea after crossing the heavily fortified border, had served 2 months in a South Korean jail on assault charges. It's being reported that the private second-class soldier was on the verge of being kicked out of the military. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin.
In terms of my concerns, I'm absolutely foremost concerned about the welfare of our troop. And so we will remain focused on this. And again, this will develop in the next several days and hours, and we'll keep you posted.
Today is officially National Hot Dog Day, and it's also National Daiquiri Day, a drink that was invented by Cuban miners. Thanks for listening. I'm Lance Pry. We are USA News.
Okay, team, line's already around the block, and we're open in 10. Yesterday, we had three-hour wait time.
Chef Pierre's staff is a little under-seasoned.
Why is this pot not boiling yet?
An experienced sous chef is the missing ingredient in his kitchen.
What do you mean, plate or a bowl? You work at La Pasta in La Cup.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Have you ever noticed that when the afternoon light hits your floors, you can see everything, including dust?
So much dust.
And that floor dust gets kicked up into the air, compromising the quality of air you and your family breathe.
Eesh.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper is the fast and easy way to clean your floors with ultra-thick pads that trap and lock dust before it gets in the air. Just a couple minutes a day,
and dust is gone.
Swiffer Heavy Duty Sweeper. Proud partner of the American Lung Association.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The culture war reaching feverish pitch. James Edwards, thepoliticalcesspool.org, and Sam Bushman breaking it down for you. Country rock star Jason Aldean. The headline says he vehemently denies that his country song latest release, Try That in a Small Town, is racist and focuses on racist and lynching messaging. That's the interesting thing, too, about how the media works. Just a side note, ladies and gentlemen. They literally say, hey, they start out by saying, hey, Jason Aldean's denying it, which makes you believe it's true, but he's denying it. See, that's how they lie again, folks. This is bogus. Instead, you should write the headline that says, you know what, criminals literally prove they're guilty by taking offense to something that's common sense, that upholds the rule of law and upholds common sense order in society. And these people are rioting and having a cow because the guilty taketh the truth to be hard. That's it. Wow. There you have it. All right. We're in the middle of the song, though, breaking down the lyrics. And so far, Jason's saying, don't create criminal activity anywhere. If you do, it won't go well for you. We'll stop it. I have a gun. The cops won't take it. We, the people in a small town, have law and order. And I'm telling you, come to our town and do that stuff. See how far down the road you get. We will stop you. And we hope not to have to defend our castle and kill you. We'd prefer the cops do their job, and we'd prefer you don't come. In fact, I recommend you don't, he says. We prefer you not even to come to our small town. But if you come, come peacefully, okay? Now, everything he's saying is law-abiding. They're having a cow because, you know what? You can't defend law-abiding principles anymore. That's really what this comes down to. But here's the rest of the lines of the song, James.
All right, back to the course. Try that in the small town. See how far you make it down the road. Around here, we take care of our own. If you cross that line, it won't take long for you to find out. I recommend you don't. Try that in a small town. Then the final verse, full of, well, I don't even know if this is a verse, more like a stanza, full of good old boys raised upright. If you're looking for a fight, try that in the small town. And then the chorus repeats again. So again, you know, full of good old boys. Now, I guess they, you know, according to the warped and deranged minds of the left, he must be talking about all whites facing an all black group of thugs, which, I mean, you know, there's certainly an element of truth in that, but I don't think it's exactly that. And but of course, they want to make it be that because they want to get him canceled for saying anything, as I said, even nominally outside
now,
of the narrative.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to make a country comparison, which y'all probably don't know. Okay. Does anybody know who Chris LeDoux is? Chris LeDoux is a country star that's now passed away. A great one, I might add. And Chris LeDoux has a song about a cowboy's hat. Chris LeDoux, this cowboy's hat. You don't know the song, do you, James?
I know that Garth Brooks mentions Chris LeDoux in the lyrics of yes. Much Too Young to Feel This Damn Old. That's a great song. But no, I don't know the song you're
all
referring
right.
to.
I'm going to put this in
the
folder.
I'm a doo-wop guy, as you know. I'm a doo-wop.
I know. I'm going to put this in the folder for you right now, Lizzie. Tell me when it's there. Chris LeDoux, This Cowboy's Hat. And it's a song that came out literally probably, I don't know, 40 years ago or something like that now. Maybe 50. I don't even know. I'd have to look up the date. It came out in probably the 80s or something like that. Anyway, I bring it up because it's a similar discussion, and it's an effort not to fight. I know at the end, you know, Jason's kind of saying, hey, if you're looking for a fight, kind of like bring it on. But what he's really saying, because he said this multiple times before that, don't try that. Don't do that. Try that in a small town is an effort to say don't do those things. In other words, he says several times, I recommend you don't. But if you're going to insist... If you insist, then you know what? Our backs are good. Well, we'll let you hear this country song from Chris LeDoux because I think it absolutely makes the point. It tells a story like great country does. It highlights. All right, you got it, Lizzie? All right, go ahead and play the song. We're going to play the whole thing because otherwise you can't get the context in the story. I know it's long, but I think that these two gentlemen in country music are telling the same story and making the same point. But it also highlights the difference of how you could say it in the old days and the issues in our modern culture as the backslide in culture continues. Here it is, Chris LeDoux.
We all have a lot of things in common. That's what this song's about. Well, I was sitting in a coffee shop having a cup to pass the time. Swapping rodeo stories with this old cowboy friend of mine. And some motorcycle riders started snickering in the back. Started poking fun at my friend's hat. One old boy said, hey, Tex, where'd you park your horse? My friend just pulled his hat down low, but they couldn't be ignored. One husky fella said, I think I'll rip that hat right off your head. That's when my friend turned around. This is what he said. The hue light of black tornado across the western sky. This old hat's better left alone. See, it used to be my daddy's. Last year he passed on. My nephew skinned the rattler that makes up this old hat, man. But back in 69 he died in Vietnam. The eagle feather was given to me by an Indian friend of mine. Someone ran him down somewhere around that Arizona line. And a real special lady gave me this hat, man. But I don't know if I'll ever see her again. leather jacket means to you, what this hat means to me. I guess we understand each other and we'll just let it be. But if you still think it's funny, man, you got my back up against the wall. And if you touch my hat, you're gonna have to fight us all. Right then I caught a little sadness in that gang leader's eyes. He turned back to the others and they all just kind of shuffled on outside. But when my friend turned back towards me, I noticed his old hat brim. Well, it was turned up in a big old Texas grin. We could ride a black tornado across the western sky.
Live and on your radio, ladies and gentlemen, it's Sam Bushman and James Edwards breaking it down just for you. Jason Aldean taking a stance in the culture war, saying, look, don't commit criminal activity. I'm telling you, try that in a small town. It will not go well for you. And all these criminals, literally, who love crime and who love to violate the law in America are absolutely out of their minds. Crazy. Saying he's engaged in lynching, engaged in some kind of racist messaging. But Chris Ledoux literally said it 30 plus years ago. I'll have to look up the date. Maybe you can do that for me, Lizzie. When did this song come out? Chris Ledoux, this cowboy's hat. When did that come out? But he's basically saying the same thing. They're in a, you know, in a bar, and the cowboy and the biker at kind of at odds, and the biker makes fun of the cowboy. And hey, bottom line is, you know what? Would rather not fight. Would rather, I recommend you don't, says Jason Aldean. And Chris Ledoux says, I think we have an understanding. If you know what, if your things mean what they do to you as much as my things mean to me, why don't we just understand each other and let it be? Come on, you know what? But the anger, the hatred, the vitriol, the divisiveness, the criminal activity, the desire for force and tyranny is so great in the culture war, they can't just let it be. When did it come out? All right, 1982, so I'm right. What was it, 50 years ago? Is that 82 to now? Not 40 years ago?
21.
Wait. What? 82
to 23 is 21
years? 41. Wow. I think almost 50 years ago. It's actually 43 years, okay, guys? Right? Hang on. 81 to 23. All right, 43 years. So I'm not quite right on 50. I was close. I was guessing because I remember the song when it came out. But anyway, to make a long story short, that's what you get, the difference between the two songs. In 40 years. By the way, this music is from that song. Did you know that? My bumper music is from that very song.
Wow.
As I stand for peace and civility on your radio.
Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit legal foundation committed to protecting our unalienable right to publicly acknowledge God. The Foundation for Moral Law exists to restore the knowledge of God in law and government and to acknowledge and defend the truth that man is endowed with rights not by our fellow man, but by God. The foundation maintains a twofold focus. First, litigation within state and federal courts. Second, education. Conducting seminars to teach the necessity and importance of acknowledging God in law and government. How can you help? Please make a tax-deductible contribution, allowing foundation attorneys to continue the fight. You may also purchase various foundation products as well at morallaw.org. Located in Montgomery, Alabama, the Foundation for Moral Law is a nonprofit, tax-exempt 501c3, founded by Judge Roy Moore. Please partner with us to achieve this important mission. morallaw.org.
Do you know what is great about America? Ask an Immigrant. Ask an Immigrant is a new podcast dedicated to helping Americans, especially our youth, value, appreciate, and be grateful for the freedoms we have here in America. Join host Lydia Wallace Nuttall as she interviews immigrants from around the world to discover their inspiring personal stories about why they came to America. To learn more about why America is the most prosperous, greatest country in the world, download the Loving Liberty app or go to lovingliberty.net.
In the medical field, IT security is crucial. Our highly skilled consultants are HIPAA certified and have 20 plus years of experience servicing medical clinics, billing, and supply companies. We offer comprehensive endpoint protection, guarding your computers and servers against all stages of threats. And with our 24/7 monitoring services, you'll never worry about extensive downtime again. Ready to level up your IT support? Call 801-706-6980 today and discover how great IT services can be with Managed IT Services.
With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
And welcome back, everybody, to Sam Bushman's Liberty Roundtable. James Edwards bringing us in from this break and into this final segment of the first hour, talking about primarily this hour, this row that has been completely media manufactured by the usual suspects, the race pimps and the civil rights hustlers, and the media apparatus at large, of course, focused this time around Jason Aldean's brand new song, Try That in a Small Town. Obviously saying nothing wrong. Thank God for small towns. Thank God for that mentality and that spirit of togetherness and law and order, that what happens in the big cities, what is sanctioned there, what goes on there, it doesn't happen in small towns, that your families can feel a little bit safer in a small town. Nothing racial in what he said. Now, if you infer a racial element and a racial animus here, well, you might not be entirely wrong based upon the facts, but to call Jason Aldean all of these things, hey, listen, your problem is with reality, not with what he's saying here. It is good to have that. And so what if he and Chris Ledoux, we were just listening to another song that sort of had some similarities there in the last segment, and yeah, we really can do elementary math, but normally it takes us until the afternoon. I heard 1982. I was thinking 2002. That would have been 21 years, but 2023 minus 1982. Get your calculators out, and that's how far back it was when this song was written. But so what if Jason Aldean and Chris Ledoux, even if it was their intent to write something that sort of speaks to their base? I mean, God forbid that, right? I mean, what is the base of country music? Have you ever been to a country music concert, even a Darius Rucker concert?
I've been to the Jason Aldean concert, buddy.
And I guarantee you it was 95 to 99% white, and that's probably a conservative estimate. And so what if he was giving something to his base would appreciate instead of this, you know, a song about so-called transgenderism? So what if it was an implicitly white song? Is there anything wrong with that?
Well,
absolutely
let's make this clear.
Not.
Everybody's available to buy a ticket in America, though. They don't have a thing that says black people can't go to the Jason Aldean concert now.
Hey, listen, you know, I remember there were Ice-T, Ice Cube, these black rappers who literally sang about singing killing cops in their songs. And now they're like spokesmen for Cheerios, and they're the commissioner of, you know, the Big Three basketball tournament. They're movie stars. Hey, you know, they're funny guys.
Jason can't say don't commit criminal behavior. Don't.
Yeah, that's right.
I recommend you don't. He can't say that anymore. And that's kind of the problem with this whole discussion. Ladies and gentlemen, I would love to debate these clowns on this line by line and say, you know what, where's the lynching message here? There was no suggestion about anybody breaking the law except for those who's doing it. Jason's saying, I recommend you don't. Is there
any
suggestion of breaking the law besides the line items he said, we're against this, don't do that?
I just gave it to you.
A single one?
No, I just gave it to you, but they're saying he's singing about lynching, whereas I'm giving you a perfect compare and contrast, not apples to oranges, but apples to apples. You have black gangster rappers literally and unequivocally and in your face and no way to misinterpret it, singing about killing cops. Not so well. I mean, if you think about Jason Aldean, maybe is he saying, no, he's not saying any of that. They literally are saying it, and they're you know, obviously celebrated. They're cool guys, fit for American society, whereas Jason Aldean, they're trying to turn into pariah. It'd be very interesting to see how this plays out over the course of the next few days.
It's the next step in the culture war, ladies and gentlemen, because if you can't say that now, here's the question. What can you say in defense of law and order? What can you say in defense of the police or in defense of you know, civility and kindness? Or, you know, what can you say,
James? And let's say you're right, Sam. Let's say you're right and Jason Dean doesn't apologize and he sticks to his gun, as a man should in this case. A man should never apologize when he's not wrong. you should not apologize. Let's say he doesn't, and I hope you're right. What about the record company? What about the label? You know, that's a whole other ballgame. We'll see.
Well, and the question becomes, Jason's a big enough star now to where if he does stick to his guns, which I pray he does, and I will defend him in every way possible. I'd love to get Jason on the program, by the way. But look, what happens then? I mean, he has enough money, unless they somehow find a way just to steal all of his money now. He has enough money to start his own record label. Jason Aldean is not a tiny country music.
Well, we've seen this before, too. I mean, they're
an icon, a rock star. And the question is, who else will gravitate to him if he stands tall? Others will.
Well, this is the thing. He's not going to starve. I mean, that's for sure. But a lot of people in these situations, their knee-jerk reaction is to apologize. That never does you any good, by the way. But nevertheless, there are some examples that we can draw from about what, you know, he's still going to have a career. We've interviewed Ted Nugent. Ted Nugent's a guy who has said a lot of things that the media doesn't like. He's still out there touring. And so is Kid Rock. I mean, Kid Rock to a lesser extent, but he's a Trump guy, and he hasn't backed down. He, you know, blew up a bunch of Bud Lights after the transgender episode
Even
back
Eric
earlier
Clapton
in the summer.
And others over COVID started to speak.
Yeah, that's right.
Too,
and Van Morrison. I mean, Van Morrison, the legendary 60s singer-songwriter, gave us Brown Eyed Girl, that ultimate song of all time. He is writing out-and-out pro-white songs now. Have you seen the lyrics? I mean, it didn't get a lot of wide play, but he didn't back down. He said, oh, Van Morrison's so old, he's kind of kooky now. But, I mean, he was writing the songs absolutely defending white identity and Western civilization, and good for him.
There you
I mean,
have
what's he supposed
it.
To do? What's he supposed to do? Is he supposed to be writing songs condemning it? Is he supposed to be writing songs, you know, saying, you know, how terrible, terrible, terrible anybody is that has it? You know, this is the thing about the left. They're all for a tolerance. Try expressing, and this is a key example here, this whole thing we've been talking about this hour with Jason Aldean. We're for tolerance, tolerance, be tolerant. Well, try expressing a diversity of opinion. You'll see real quick how tolerant they really are.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. All I can tell you is this. What can be said against criminal activity if you can't accept Jason's lyrics? That's what I want to know, James. Can you say anything? Because if this is where they draw the line, where do we go next? What could you say in defense of law and order, in defense of you know what, I recommend you don't kind of phrase?
Well, that's the thing we got to. We got to.
Where will we be next?
We got to that line in 2020, the summer of George Floyd, where law and order was a racist euphemism, where supporting the police was obviously evil. I mean, they this thing to disband police in all the big cities. So, yeah, I think there is a difference between the small town and the big city mentality, and that's what he's talking about here. And, again, I think we've covered it pretty thoroughly. But you know, look, in the meantime, the whole country is falling apart. It is falling apart. You're going to need these enclaves. You're going to need these parallel communities for your safety. I mean, here, just this last week, same, I believe, even since we parted company last weekend, Donald Trump has come out now on his social media platform, Truth Social, saying he's about to be arrested for a third time. He's still going to get arrested in Atlanta. That's going to be four. You've got
that's our next hour discussion, by the way.
All right, so we'll get
will
to
be
it. But
a discussion of Donald Trump and what's happening now for the Donald. Look, ladies and gentlemen, governments derive their authority from God. All right, who's the ultimate authority and whose laws we must obey. There is a term, it's the doctrine of the lesser magistrate. We need to really kind of understand that. The idea is laws come from God. And you know what? If you have a higher authority that engages in criminal activity or tries to force you to engage in criminal activity, the lower ranking civil authorities or lower ranking people, at least in the order of hierarchy of government or whatever else, they don't have to obey the orders of the higher. All right, that's the point that we're talking about. That's what we're talking about is the this idea. It's important to understand that. And so Jason's saying, look, I'm not a cop. I don't have any way to advocate for peace and stability and to stop doing these crimes, except for I'm a musician. I'm an artist. And I'm an epic recording artist, and I'm going to do my best to encourage society not to do these things.
All right, Sam.
And
here's
in his effort to do so now, he is the one literally being lynched.
Can you imagine? That's the irony. That's the irony. Can you imagine? It's gotten to the point where you're seeing something in favor of law and order and of high trust societies that you're somehow evil. And here's what he's singing about. And this was in the news just this morning at San Francisco. In San Francisco, you have chain after chain of major elite hotel brands that are absolutely just leaving, just shutting down with years left on their leases. They're just leaving because of the crime. At Safeway stores in San Francisco, I was reading this story this morning just before we came on the air. At Safeway stores, they've got this sort of plastic security cubicle somebody's got to get into before they can make a purchase. Everything on all of the shelves is locked. You have to get an attendant to pull everything out. Anything you would normally go up and purchase, I know like a few things are behind lock and key in some cities, probably not in Utah, but in Memphis. But in San Francisco, everything is. What's he supposed to do? Celebrate a society like that? Hell no. But he's right. He's right. I mean, who wants to live in a big city right now? In your right thing. Now, if you're a vagrant, if you're a criminal, then you probably got a pretty good room to operate there. But for the rest of us, for the people, fathers, people working for a living, people who want to protect their wives and children, no, we don't want that. And I'm glad somebody else sees it because it needs to be popularized. I mean, the media is a big and important thing. It's an important amplifier and a megaphone. So it's always good when you can get an assist from people like this because it reaches a lot of people, makes them think.
Are we literally witnessing the Jason Aldean lynching is my headline, ladies and gentlemen. Because look, that's what's happening. What's next? What if violence against Jason or his family happens, James? Will that be celebrated too? As, hey, you know what? He deserved it.
Yeah, he deserved it. Yeah, sure did. Well, you see it all the time. Listen, I am telling you, you see it all the time on social media, which is just really, really so degenerate. But you see it not only that, but from some of these left-wing radical operations. When somebody dies, it's, you know, not rest in peace, it's rest in piss. And it's things like this. They absolutely celebrate when even nominal conservatives die. They celebrate it. It's a funny thing. This is the mentality of these people.
But I want to know, are we literally witnessing the Jason Aldean lynching? Yep. In a real sense, whether it's physical or whether they're just basically lynching his career, lynching his, you know, he'll forevermore be this, you know, discredited. His reputation will be destroyed.
A lot of people,
you know,
you've seen a lot of people who have been outed for appearing at dissident events, who are kicked out of school, who are never able to gain employment because of the stigma now, completely dishonest stigma that is placed upon them by the media. Once it's on the internet, it's on there forever. You have a lot of people committing suicide over this. So you talk about a lynching. I mean, it's really, I don't guess it's that severe, but it is a lot more than the left makes it out to be, because you have people who are unable to get a job and unable to provide for themselves, and don't, you know, their prospects are severely limited, and a lot of people go into great despair and even commit suicide. So the career lynching of people, it's obviously not going to happen with people like Jason Aldean, who, if he never worked another day in his life, he'd be all right. But for a lot of people, the lynching in this kind does have serious repercussions, and it's a lot more serious. It's not just a passing remark. It's not just hyperbole.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, there you have it. Hour one in the can. I went and saw Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s speech at Freedom Fest. James was able to check that out, too. We'll hopefully get to that next hour. We also talked about Sheriff Mack training police officers in Tennessee. Wow. Can you train police officers now, or does that amount to racist and
in rural
lynching
Tennessee
ideas, you know?
Ooh, rural whoa. Tennessee.
Well, that's what they claim about us, too. Is it the Richard Mack and Sam Bushman lynching and the James Edwards lynching, too? Is anything good, honorable, or right being on the lynching block in America today in the culture war? I am Sam Bushman. We declare this nation shall endure. Can I say that? It is about God, family, and country. God save the Republic of the United States of America.